Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're also moving closer to the championship game, NCAA. And this one has all the makings of something really, really special. And get a chance to talk to a quarterback who was there during the formative years for Dabo Swinney. And this guy was a weapon himself. He could throw it. He can run. 20 touchdowns combined on the ground as a runner, his junior and senior year combined. That will be Taj Boyd. Taj, welcome. We've had you on before. Tiki and Tierney, welcome back, buddy. How you been?
BT, what's going on with you, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm very good. It's, boy, you know, I'm sure you believed in Dabo, obviously. And you saw this wave or this pebble transform into a boulder, you know, slowly, slowly, slowly. But when you look back to, you know, 2010, 2011, when you first started with the Tigers, what was it about Dabo Swinney that was unique, that was special? What separates him from the other coaches, do you think?
I think just his poise, his enthusiasm, and the belief that he has in himself. You know, I don't think that anybody could have achieved what he has if they weren't confident from the get-go. And when you look at him, his background, his story, I mean, you realize that in a way he was almost destined for this. And the same thing with Ed O. So, you know, rest in peace to the late Stan Lee. But if I had a chance to bend his ear, I would make a movie out of something like this, because I think it's going to have that type of feel to it. I think it's going to have that vibe. And, you know, when that whistle blows, man, it's going to be something special.
Oh, this is going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible.
You know what I'm saying on that? Like, it's crazy. I don't remember a game having this type of energy heading into it in a long time.
Well, let me ask you this, Taj. Go back to your awesome career in college. What was the game? Who was the – because I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Who was the quarterback – like, what was the top quarterback that you went against, like, in a game of huge magnitude? Who was the other quarterback? I'm trying to remember. That jumps out to you, that you're like, that's the one that I really want to win, and I want to really outshine that guy. Anybody come to mind?
Yeah, I mean, we had an opportunity. So we started off my senior year with a banger against Aaron Murray in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They were ranked 8, I think. We were ranked 5. About 4 weeks later, we go, which would, you know, end up being eventually the 2013 national champions, but it was Jameis Winston and his crowd at Florida State. And, you know, it was tough because we had beat some pretty solid quarterbacks over the years, the Mike Lennons. I was even on roster when Russell Wilson was still at NC State, you know?
Yeah.
And so to see, you know, those type of emotions that go into it, especially when you look at Trevor Lawrence battling against Joe Burrow, you got a guy in Trevor who has never lost in college. And you got a guy with Joe Burrow who, you know, winning the Heisman isn't good enough. And he's carried and he's created this chip and he's cultivated it to the point where that has spread like wildfire throughout the program as well. So you got two on-edge programs who are literally going to leave everything out on the football field. And I hope it does build to the hype.
Oh, my God. I thought I was excited before we got you on the air. I'm even more excited as I'm talking to Taj Boyd. I didn't think that was possible. This is going to be awesome on Monday. And Taj, former Clemson star. You know, and we had Dabo on. Mike, what was that, about 3 weeks ago, roughly, Coach Swinney? Maybe about a month or so ago. And, you know, we obviously tapped into the Carolina game, which everybody looked at. They almost lost a two-point conversion, blah, blah, blah. And, listen, he's been playing this lack of respect underdog card very well. But let's be honest. I mean, you know, after a while, that's going to fade because when you just dismantle people and keep getting to this stage every year as they have, I mean, how much longer can he really ride that program that's getting shafted, that program that's not getting the respect that they deserve? Because I give them – I feel like they get the respect. I don't know where that's necessarily coming from.
Look, you can – he's going to be able to ride that as long as the players believe it, you know. And I think that's part of him being who he is and what he is. And to him, he's always a walk-on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, that's what he did. That's how he got to Alabama. It's the same thing with Tony Elliott. It's the same thing with Jeff Scott. It's the same thing with Brent Venables, Danny Pierman. A lot of those coaches are walk-ons. So they have a natural mentality and chip to the point where they feel like it's feast or famine. And so they're always trying to eat. And so when you got these top players coming in who have been in the comforts or has had the success throughout the course of their career in high school, you better believe once they step on campus, they're going to feel uncomfortable, and the coaches are going to make them that way for a reason, because they want to see what they can get out of these players.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know what it takes, man. They know what it looks like, and I think that's what's special. You know, when he recruited me, it was unlike any other recruiting tactic that I had heard, and I think that's one of the things that separated him.
What made it different, Taj?
Well, so, you know, I was recruited by pretty much everybody.
Right? Yeah.
So I was down to pretty much three or four. I was down to Rich Rodriguez when he was at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Chip Kelly and Mike Bellotti at Oregon. It was Jim Tressel and company over at Ohio State.
Mm.
And, you know, I was giving Bill Schneider and K-State a little consideration just because, you know,
yeah,
it's Bill Schneider. You know, he's a legend.
No doubt.
And, you know, Coach Sweeney's walking in as Jim Tressel's walking out, and the first thing he says is, you know, I'm not Jim Tressel. I'm not Chip Kelly, Mike Bellotti. I'm not anybody. I can't tell you what I've done as a head coach because I haven't. He's like, but if you come here, you can do something special. And so he knew that these other coaches were going to tell me everything that I could be. And he went on the complete opposite of that and said, I don't know what we're going to be, but it could be something great.
Yeah.
He's like, I could be here. I may not be here. It really depends on what we do, man. So to be a part of that fabric and that foundation was the most special piece. And that's the chip that he embedded in us as a program. And now you got these other guys, and it's don't let your guys down beside you. You know, what these guys have built is nice, but it's not what you've done. So he's created this whole aura to the point where these guys are winning, they're sustaining success. His whole mentality has always been to be a consistent winner. And now you get it at a level where these guys don't even know what it feels like to lose, so they don't ever want to get that emotion tied in back to them. So it's pretty special, man, to see it done, because I've seen great programs throughout the course of my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But to see this run and where I think they're going, I don't know if we'll see another one that lasted this long for a while.
It's taken on a really long life. I don't know that I could disagree with that. We're talking to Taj Boyd, former Clemson Tiger great, Tiger royalty, two-time first-team All-ACC, 2012 ACC Player of the Year. Tua, I want to ask you about Tua. If you were him, you would have made the same decision, right? You would have jumped to the NFL at this point after the injury or no?
Yeah, you would have to, man. I think it was inevitable. So I don't know why people thought it was a surprise or they were shocked by it. Look, man, you can only play this game for so long. And I tell you one of the things that Coach Sweeney always tells us. He's like, this game, you know, ends really one of two ways. Either you get hurt or you end up not being good enough. So Tua's been hurt. He wants to try to build on some type of momentum that he possibly can, because we don't know what happens from one year to the next, but we do know he has an opportunity to maximize this time period right now.
Yep.
And whether he goes in the first round or whether he goes in the third, he's still going to have an opportunity. As long as he got that chance, he has a shot. And he's done everything he could at Bama, like legitimately. Like, he left no stone unturned. And I think it would be questionable if he hadn't had the success that he's had. I think that plays a lot into it, especially at that quarterback position. If we're talking wide receiver, if we're talking running back, it's a little bit different. But when you got a guy who's been, you know, behind enemy lines for so long, man, just getting, you know, attacked and sacked and everything else of that nature, and who has led in such a positive light, man, he's always been optimistic. He's always been real. I mean, you want to see a guy like that succeed and go out on top, and I feel like he has. You know, despite that injury.
100%. Taj, I got about 30 seconds-ish, maybe 40. Is your guy Deshaun Watson ready to go into Arrowhead and take out Kansas City? Is he ready? Well, I know he's ready. Is what's around him ready?
You know, if Larry Matunza could stop jumping off sides, man, fall starting.
Be a good start, you know, yeah.
I think that, you know, especially when I watch him, I legitimately think that the Texans are a Super Bowl contender. You know, I think they have all the makings and all the pieces. I think the culture's even there, man. It's just, you know, in these games and in these situations, you know, when it's win or go home, I mean, those little details matter. So for those guys trying to get Will Fuller back healthy, I think that's huge, because, you know, the Chiefs, man, look, they're explosive. They can put up points. They can score. And so Deshaun and his team need all the weapons that they can spare in order to make sure they can combat that.
Clemson legend, man. Have a great time on Monday night. If you guys win the championship, and even if you don't, we'll get you on next year. But if you win, we'll get you back on at some point in the next couple of weeks so you can give a little more shine to the program, man. Have a great night on Monday. Should be awesome, Taj. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, Clemson by 10. I got you.
Ooh, okay. Now, yeah, listen, I'm into the point spread. You know that. So I'm going to have to throw down some money. Is that what you tell me, Taj? 10 points?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.